Chapter 3. Stolen. It was almost midnight when the children were woken by a lot of noise and shouting. Robert rubbed his eyes. He peeped down at the floor below. People were running about and shouting. Robert could see Magnus Andronicus standing by the pedestal. He looked worried. Senator Julius was shouting angrily at him.
"What is it?" said Marcus sleepily.
He came and knelt beside Robert.
"What's happening?"
asked Camilla, yawning. Lucy went and sat beside the others. She stared at the angry scene below them.
"Look,"
she said. She pointed to the pedestal.
"The bronze bust is missing. Do you think that's why Senator Julius is so angry?"
The children looked at where Lucy was pointing. The pedestal was empty. There was no sign of the bust.
"Let's go downstairs and find out what's going on," suggested Marcus.
The children crept down the stairs. They hid behind a statue in the corner of the hall. Senator Julius was very angry indeed. It was time for him to leave the party, and everyone had been summoned to the hall. Marcus's father was going to present him with the bronze bust, with everyone watching, so that he could take it home with him. But the bust was not there.
"How dare you try to make a fool of me in front of the people of Rome?" he shouted at Marcus's father. "How dare you, Magnus?"
Marcus's father looked very upset.
"But I would never try to make a fool of you, Julius," he said. "I had the bust made especially for you."
Julius glared at Magnus.
"I don't believe you," he said. "Unless the bust is returned to me by the end of this week, I will have you punished."
He turned to the rest of the astonished people in the hall.
"No one makes a fool of me," he said.
He went to the main door that led out to the street.
"Slave!" he yelled. "Get my cloak. I am leaving now."
The slave ran to get his master's cloak. He carefully put it around Julius's shoulders.
"Remember, Magnus," said Julius. "I want that bust by the end of the week."
And he went out of the door. As Julius left the house, everyone at the party looked shocked. Marcus's father looked very worried. One by one, the guests left the party. Soon everyone had gone.
"What a terrible thing to happen," said Lucy.
Camilla looked at Marcus. He looked very worried.
"Don't worry, Marcus," she said. "I'm sure your father will find the bust." "My father is in a lot of trouble," said Marcus. "Senator Julius is a very powerful man. We must do something to help my father. But what can we do?"
"We will help you look for the bust," said Robert. "It looks as if someone has stolen it."
Lucy was shocked.
"But that's terrible. Why would someone steal the senator's present? It was made especially for him. It would be of no value to anyone else," she said.
Marcus sighed.
"I think Robert is right," he said. "I think someone has stolen the bust. Bronze is a valuable metal." "The thief must be a guest at the party," said Lucy.
Camilla looked thoughtful.
"It might not be a guest," she said. "But who else was here?" asked Lucy. "It could be a slave."
No, said Marcus. "Our slaves are honest. They would never steal anything from their master.
Robert thought for a moment.
I think Camilla may be right, he said. Do you remember when we were watching the party from upstairs? We saw Salvius, your father's slave, admiring the bust. You're right, said Lucy. He was acting suspiciously.
Marcus shook his head.
I can't believe that Salvius would do such a thing, he said. Why don't we watch him and see what he does? Said Camilla. If he did steal the bust, he will try and sell it. A bust is no good to him, but if he sells it, he can use the money to buy things he wants.
You're right, said Robert. We'll follow him and see what happens.
Lucy yawned.
It's very, very late, she said. Let's go to sleep now. We will get up early in the morning and follow Salvius then.
The children went to bed and soon fell asleep. The next morning, the children got up early. Salvius brought them baskets of fruit for breakfast. He seemed very quiet. He didn't smile at the children at all.
He is acting strangely, said Marcus
when Salvius left the room.
Salvius is usually very happy. He always smiles and wishes us a good morning. Perhaps he is the thief.
We'll soon find out, said Robert. Try not to worry, Marcus. I'm sure we will get the bust back soon.
Later that morning, the children were in the courtyard near the kitchen. They heard the cook talking. He was asking Salvius to go to the market to buy some things for him.
I need a pot of olives, some fish, and some meat for the master's dinner tonight, said the cook. Will you get them from the market for me?
I'll go and get them now, said Salvius.
You can get them this afternoon, said the cook. There's no need for you to get them this minute.
No, no, said Salvius. I will get them now. There are other important things I must do while I am at the market.
The children looked at each other. What were the other important things that Salvius wanted to do at the market?
Perhaps he is going to sell the bust, whispered Lucy.
Robert and the others nodded their heads.
Come on, said Robert. Let's follow him, but be careful. We mustn't let him see us.
The children waited for Salvius to leave the house, and then they followed him. They made sure that he did not see them. Once, he stopped and looked behind him, but the children were too quick for him. They hid behind a wall and waited a moment.
Phew, that was close, said Lucy. He nearly saw us.
They followed Salvius to the market. They watched as he bought a pot of olives, some fish and some meat.
He's not doing anything wrong at the moment, said Marcus. Perhaps we are mistaken.
Shh, said Robert. Look.
Salvius was acting strangely. He was standing still and looking all around him. He looked worried.
He's looking for someone, said Camilla.
Suddenly, Salvius started waving. He ran up to a man. He talked to him for a few minutes. The other man seemed angry.
Oh, no, said Marcus. That's Veximus. Everyone says Veximus is a really bad man. So why is Salvius talking to him?
Perhaps he wants to sell the bus to him, said Robert.
Oh, dear, said Marcus. It looks as if Salvius is the guilty man after all.
Yes, said Robert. I think we should watch him very closely.
I think he will sell the bust very soon.